Expecting the unexpected. On this side of astrology, we all expect the unexpected. On the side of astrology that you didn't know about many years ago, you when something shocking and surprising happened to you, for you, because of you, when your marriage fell apart, when your relationships fell apart, when your life fell apart, then you, why is he gone? I've got to find a logical explanation to it. And then you found astrology. Somebody said, well, it was because Saturn was in Libra in 2010 and 11, it all fell apart. Your marriage fell apart 2012, 13, 14 because of Saturn in Scorpio, Saturn in Sagittarius, then brought people into your life. Or maybe Saturn in Sagittarius for some people in 2015, 16, 17, that's when your marriage ended. Definition of finding the answer astrologically puts a logical explanation why things fall apart. Now, with Pluto in Capricorn, the outermost planet, that's been there since 2008, there have been good moments. Pluto in Capricorn brought things, made destined things come happen to you, for you, and because of you. It's certain things in our lives that are fixed. They have to happen for our experience on Earth. They have to happen in order for us to learn from, in order to learn what's right for us and wrong for us. And since 2008, we've all had real life experiences, and some of them were good at the beginning and then they turned to shit. Some of them were bad and so always bad. So it's just the way life is. Sometimes we just need to know the reason why. And now that we have Pluto going into Aquarius on the 21st of January, 2024, the definition now is Pluto, the outermost planet of the outermost of our solar system, holding all, being held in orbit by the sun, but also containing the astrological energies, containing our solar system's energy and allowing in a new phase to begin. They always say that the Aquarius energies is the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius is enlightenment. I see things clearly. I saw things before, but I didn't see it clearly. Now you see things clearly. Now you see what you want. You see what you need because it's a light that goes on inside you. For a light to go on inside, you either have to get very angry, and I use the word very angry, some people get very angry with themselves. Why isn't it happening? Why? And then through the anger, it bursts, anger like a pressure cooker, it bursts, it creates a revolution. Pluto in Aquarius is a revolutionary energy. And then when you see things clearly, because you just exploded, right? You stir. Then you start, now I see why. I see the reason why. Other people, you've already had your life fallen apart, or things have already fallen apart in the past 6 years of your life. And now you're in the constructive building up phase. And therefore, it's a matter of what turns you on, what excites you, what gives you a new life energy, what is a rebirth of your energy system, what is making you feel excited. And it is an Aquarius orientated energy. When something suddenly happens and it really excites you, first it might shock some people, but it excites, shock and surprises, you expect the unexpected, then you know that's what Aquarius is talking to me. Now, I personally believe some people already had a partial experience, some people are leaning towards, some people are already feeling it, because we are, after all, 29 degrees of Capricorn at the moment in January, beginning of January. So it's leading to that 0 degrees of Aquarius. So once you see it, once you feel it, then you know what it is. And once you know what it is, you know what's been wrong with your life, and you discard the wrong, and then you embrace the right. During the next 3 months of all our lives, and it's going to continue to be stronger as we've currently got Mars in Capricorn, Mars will go into Aquarius, making a conjunction to Pluto in Aquarius on the 14th, 15th of February, coincidentally Valentine's Day. And then we have the Pisces energies coming into play. And Pisces is ruled by it's not just imagination, psychic imagination. It is destiny's imagination. Destiny has given all of us a dream to come true. We all want something to happen in our lives. Now, you could say that you wanted it to happen many years ago, but now it's finally happening. The definition of dreams coming true, the Neptune in Pisces coming true, the Saturn in Pisces conjunctions that is going to form, and then with the Mars going into Pisces to make its conjunction as well in March, the definition of dreams coming true. And not illusionary dreams, but real dreams. Positive dreams, the things that you're supposed to have in your life to get your lives moving forwards. I'm going to call the next 3 months expect the unexpected. I'm also going to call the next 3 months of miracles, because when something suddenly happens to you, it's a miracle. And a miracle is something you always keep hold of. It's like those of you who've been trying to have children, trying to have a baby. When you have a miracle baby, it's a miracle baby. I've got a few readers that have had what they call miracle child. You tried for many years and now you had a miracle. It's a miracle baby. It's a miracle. When something actually happens magically in your life, it's a miracle. Those of you who have found the right home, the right partner, the right lover, the right husband, the right wife, you found the right, it's just a miracle when it all clicks into place. And miracles are expect the unexpected. It's all going to happen sooner or later to everybody, whether it happens in, it's happening now in January or February or March or April or May, or even into June, as Jupiter in Gemini makes a trine to Pluto in Aquarius. So that's going to be another set of miracles. But it's all about believing. Believing in a bigger and a brighter future. Believing that anything can change at any moment of the day when destiny says it's time for that change. And believe me, it's already announced it. It's already going to happen. And from the 21st of January, 2024, it is a season of miracles.